This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top U.S. infectious disease expert, said Tuesday that the coronavirus death toll in the United States is almost certainly higher than the reported 80,000 figure and warned of serious consequences if cities and states reopen too quickly. He told a Senate panel investigating the U.S. response to the pandemic that unaccounted numbers of coronavirus victims, especially in New York City, have died at home without being officially counted in the national death toll. He declined to speculate how many more. President Donald Trump has been prodding businesses and state governors to reopen the world's biggest economy, and all but a few of the country's 50 governors have issued orders in recent days to allow some stores, restaurants, and offices to resume operations on a limited basis if precautions are taken. But Fauci, testifying remotely from his home outside Washington, said there's a real risk you will trigger an outbreak that you will not be able to control. If government guidelines calling for a steady decline in the number of cases over a two-week period are ignored before there is a return to normal life in the United States. Mr. Trump has said there has been widespread coronavirus testing in the United States, more than in any other country, although some reports say the U.S. is not among the top 20 countries testing per capita. U.S. Supreme Court justices questioned Tuesday a lawyer for President Trump and a Justice Department attorney who are defending the president's efforts to thwart congressional attempts to acquire his financial records. The questioning occurred during oral arguments on appeals of three lower court decisions involving subpoenas of Trump's tax and financial records. You can find more on this and other stories that we're running at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam says the legislature will prioritize a bill that will make it a criminal offense to disrespect China's national anthem. Under the proposed law, anyone who uses the anthem for commercial purposes or intentionally insults the anthem by booing or any other means could face up to 3 years in prison and fines of more than $6,000. The bill was introduced last year in response to fans regularly booing the anthem during soccer matches. The measure is being given high priority now that a pro-Beijing lawmaker, Starry Lee, has taken control over a key legislative committee that scrutinizes bills and decides whether they can be put before a final vote. The panel had been run for several months by the committee's deputy chairman, pro-democracy lawmaker Dennis Kwok. Beijing has accused Kwok of blocking numerous bills before going from going before the full legislature for a vote. The possible passage of the anthem protest bill will likely rejuvenate